Hey everyone, this is Michael with Diary of a Codependent Love Addict. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about reparenting myself and being the best version of myself that I can be and the things that I'm doing in order for that to happen. So that and more on today's episode of Diary of a Codependent Love Addict. Thank you and welcome back to Diary of a Codependent Love Addict. And I am Michael. Welcome to 2024 and welcome to my journey of recovery. There are a multitude of issues that I am currently working on in terms of my recovery. One of the programs that I'm in is in Al-Anon. And I am learning to deal with the addicts in my life or addicts that have been in my life and learning how to set boundaries and learning how the disease of alcoholism affects a variety of people, including myself. The second thing that I'm working on is my love addiction, which I acquired when I was a kid, dealing with Helen and her alcoholism. And the last thing that I'm working on is along the lines of Al-Anon, but it's dealing with me and how I behave. And that's through adult children of alcoholics. And one of the things that I'm currently working towards is reparenting myself. Now, what does reparenting oneself look like? Well, it can be a variety of things to different people. But reparenting myself has been one of those things where I've gone back in time and I do inventory quite frequently because as things are popping up, I'm remembering a lot of things that have happened throughout my life that I didn't realize affected me either positively or negatively. And so I'm having to go back in time and I'm having to look at these things through an adult's eyes. Reparenting oneself requires self-reflection and being able to see or hear how those things affected you. And one of the big things for me is realizing that at times, I can act like a little kid. I can act at any point in time. And I've said this in previous podcasts. There are times when my behavior is like an 8-year-old. Or there are times my behavior may mimic the behavior of a 13-year-old or a 16-year-old or 17-year-old. Sometimes my behavior may mimic a 24-year-old. And I catch myself at those times and I'm like, oh, I see what's happening right now, or I hear what's happening right now. And I'm able to redirect myself. Now, all this stems from the fact that I didn't have two parents that could have guided me in the directions that I needed to go. I didn't have a mom who could have sat down with me and said, "Hey, son, here's the way I have seen life, and here's how I've been able to deal with specific situations." I didn't have that in my life. I didn't have a father who could have sat down with me and said, "Hey, son, just wanted to let you know this is how relationships should go," or "Here's what I've experienced in my life." So everything that I've seen or heard in life, I've either gained knowledge through watching other people, basically mimicked what I saw in the media or heard in media. And obviously, we know that those things are, in a sense, kind of like fantasy. And so I pretty much stayed in this fantasy sense of reality. And that's not how one should live life, but a lot of us do, because we don't have that parent or parents or people around us that can guide us through. So what does reparenting look like, or what does it sound like? It's knowing when you are, I'll give you, wait, let me go back. Let me go explain to you for me. A couple of years ago, my employer, was questioning some of the things that I was doing at my job. And in total codependent mode, I questioned her in my mind. I'm not like out, like, was she out to get me? And I see this person as an authoritative figure to me. So to me, this person who is a female represented my mom. She represented my mother. And I took it as I had done something wrong and I was a bad child for what I had done. Not taking it as redirection, hey, here's what we need for you to do in the future. Like, for, from this day forward, we need you to do this. I took it as I was being punished. I was a bad child and I was wrong for doing what I did. And so for the next few days, I would like try to stay away from my employer because I didn't want to, get into further trouble. Or I didn't want to be redirected again, and I was a bad person. Now, that was, I'm going to say, 3 years ago. Since then, since I've been doing the work on myself and actually sitting down, I understand redirection now. I understand that sometimes we get redirected. It's nothing personal against us or who we are, but it's saying that this is how you can be a better person by doing this and this and this. And I don't take it personally anymore. I don't take it as, I'm a bad person or what I did was wrong. And I've said this in previous episodes. I allow myself to make mistakes. I tell myself daily, I am okay to make mistakes. I'm expecting to make at least one mistake a day, and it's okay if I make mistakes. And that's part of the reparenting process, is making mistakes, owning up to your mistakes, and saying that it's okay to learn from those mistakes. And that was really hard for me to do, because whenever I was around my parent, my mom, Helen, whenever I made a mistake, it was, you know, how could you be that stupid? Or don't you know better? Or, you know, you could have done this differently. And so my programming has always been that. Now, Helen has been gone almost 40 years now. And the memory of her speaking to me that way lingers, right? It just sits there. And I have to be aware that that is just my memories of her that replay themselves, and that's not who I am as a person. And so I have to learn to reprogram those thoughts and those feelings, especially when I'm doing a job or if I'm in a relationship. And if I'm in a relationship with someone and they say, hey, you did this wrong, I have to stop myself and repair it and say, okay, you're a big boy now. You made a mistake. It's not a big deal. Go ahead, make amends, and then not repeat those mistakes again. It's okay. Whereas before, I would, you know, feel bad about myself. So I am learning. Like I said, it's been about 3 years now since I've started this journey of reparenting myself and learning that mistakes make me better. They allow me to do things differently. They allow me to be an adult. And I was with my son bowling last week, and we talked about this as well. Because my son is 15 years old, and I am giving him the tools that I never received as a child, as an adolescent, and as an adult. And I'm able to sit down with him and have really honest discussions about things. And one of the other things that I'm reparenting on myself on is realizing I don't have to be funny all the time. I don't have to entertain. Ooh, that's a good one. I don't have to entertain people to get their attention or to make myself feel worthy of their laughter or, you know, having to turn it on because I want attention. And so I have to reparent myself in that manner as well. And so he and I had a honest discussion, and it was just a basic discussion on just random topics where I found myself just talking to him as a dad and not trying to be the comedian, not trying to make light of what he was saying or the subject matter, but just having a discussion with him. And so these are the things that I am doing to reparent myself. I'm in awe of people that are able to do this, who have gone through the same process that I have and are able to, you know, to get it. Because I'm just getting to that process now where I'm learning about myself, and I'm learning how adults are supposed to act as opposed to just doing the same old thing that I've always done and getting the same results I've always received. So I'm reparenting myself in preparation for my kids who are getting older. I have a daughter who is 20. She's going to be 21 this year. And my 15-year-old who's going to be 16 later on this year. So I want to be a good role model for them so that they don't carry on the negativity that I've received in my life. I'm trying to kind of not show them how not to be is basically what I'm trying to do. So I'm still on this journey of reparenting myself. It's a daily task, it's a daily chore. It's something that I'm working hard towards. And I know that this is a lifelong journey, and I'm enjoying it. I'm actually glad that I'm going through this, and it's helpful. It's helpful for me, and I'm hoping that my podcast affects someone, even if it's just one person, and they can relate to what I'm talking about, and they can take from my journey and be able to help them with whatever that they're going through. So that's what's going on with me. Thank you for joining me on my adventure of being a better person, being better today than I was yesterday. That's what I wanted to say. So thank you, each and every one of you, for helping me on this journey. I appreciate you. Thank you, and I look forward to chatting with all of you again soon. Once again, this is Michael, and this is Diary of a Codependent Love Addict. And I look forward to chatting with you all again soon. Ciao. Hey everyone, this is Michael from Diary of a Codependent Love Addict. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey to being a better person. And reparenting myself can be difficult sometimes, but I have to remind myself that it's a step-by-step process and Rome was not built in a day. So, thank you for joining me on this journey of being a better person, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Take care and happy 2024.